The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. A new assessment of the threat to fish and wildlife habitat has hunters and anglers calling for action. They fear that global warming could force elk and mule deer from much of the American West. Wild trout could disappear in lower Appalachian streams, and two-thirds of the country's ducks may disappear. The alarm sounded by hunting and fishing organizations is significant because they are a crucial swing constituency in so many states. Sportsmen say they are seeing the effects of climate change and know full well that foresight and proactive management will be necessary to help fish and wildlife adapt. For example, prairie pothole regions, essential for waterfowl, could lose 90% of their wetlands, causing a 69% decline in North America's breeding ducks. And about 42% of the trout and salmon habitat could be lost by the end of the century, with bull trout virtually disappearing in the high mountain west and wild trout from lower Appalachian streams. The number of pronghorn antelope, elk, and mule deer will dwindle as rising temperatures allow trees and shrubs to overwhelm the sagebrush ecosystem in the west.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.